confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗?
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听你问我答节目，我是冯菲菲。这档节目专门为大家解答英语学习方面的问题，所以有问题请直接发邮件给我们到 questions.china.elt@bbc.co.uk。 下面我们先一起来听听今天的问题。Hello,
I read a sentence in a book. One should always live in the best company, whether it be of books or of men. Why is the word be, not is? Thank you.
这确实是一句有名的至理名言。无论所结交的是人还是书，人总该时常有良师益友才行。 请我们大家把这句名言再听一遍，并请大家留意词组 whether it be 这个词组能否用 whether it is 来代替呢？ 请大家先思考一下。
One should always live in the best company, whether it be of books or of men.
Whether it be 这个表达说法在语法上讲是正确的。 这是一个虚拟语气的说法，通常在谈论或描述一个假设或想象的情况时来使用。 Whether it be 的意思就是无论是怎样怎样，在英语里这是一个比较老派的说法，所以在现代英语中更常出现在书面语言中。They
decided they would have a picnic, whether it be sunny or whether it be wet.
I love this handbag. Whether it be real or fake, it's absolutely fabulous.
All I want is to eat some great-tasting food, whether it be Chinese or not.
在上面的例句中，动词短语to be用来表示虚拟的情况，类似有be表示虚拟的短语，还有be that as it may，就是即使如此的意思。这也是一种比较正式的说法，不过可以在口语中用得到。请大家听以下的例句。This
painting must be finished by the end of tomorrow.
But that's impossible. I'm off work tomorrow.
Be that as it may, the deadline is tomorrow and it must be done.
Be that as it may 是个相当严肃的表达。还有一个短语是 so be it. 这个表达有就这样吧，或者我们怎样也是无法改变的意思。请听下面的例句。They
said the repairs would cost $2,000. I can't believe it.
Ooh, that does sound expensive. Oh well, so be it.
So be it.
事情怎么也要发生，我们无法改变它。这个说法也是比较传统的英语表达，不过到现在依然在口语中经常会被使用到。好了，我们今天学习到了几个用虚拟动词be的短语。Whether it be用来表述虚拟情况。Be that as it may就是即便如此的意思。最后还有so
be
it就这样吧，只能如此。那么 Whether it be this week or next week, we hope you join us again soon. 感谢收听，我们下次节目再会。
Confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗?
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.